Call this December 13th, 2017, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Harker, and I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Gottman?
Here.
Goins?
Here.
Juarez?
Here.
Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard is absent, and Harker?
Here.
Thank you.
The previous meeting minutes, October 18th, 2017, and November 8th, 2017, does anybody have any questions or amendments they'd like to make to those minutes? No? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the October 18th, 2017, and November 8th, 2017, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson? Gottman?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. Citizen comments. Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Seeing that there's none, we'll be moving on to the next item. No public hearings, no old business. So moving on to the new business. PZC 2017-14. Centex Real Estate Company LLC petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting final plat amendment approval for the re-subdivision of Bristol Bay, units 9 and 11. The real property is located within the northeast quadrant of Illinois Route 47, Bridge and Galena Road in Yorkville. Petitioner, are you ready? You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Come on up. Just if you would, just state your name.
Absolutely. Hi, my name is Rob Getz. I'm Vice President of Land for Pulte and Centex Homes. The reason we're here tonight is to request a replat, as was stated, of units 9 and 11 of Bristol Bay. As most of you are probably aware, units 9 and 11 were both originally platted to be condominiums within the Bristol Bay subdivision. We started both of those units and built condominiums on a portion of units 9 and a portion of unit 11 and stopped that construction back during the recession. Since then, the market has changed. We don't see a market going forward for condominiums within the Bristol Bay community. And we don't know what the future holds. But what we're trying to do at this point is basically subdivide those units 9 and units 11 between what's been built and what has yet to be built, so that we can take what's built and essentially close it out, turn it over to the association, and finish off those portions that have been built, leaving then what's not built to be either built as condominium someday, or perhaps we or some other entity comes back at a later date and asks for a rezone to some other residential use within those areas. But right now, this is basically a housekeeping maneuver, and what we're asking you to do is subdivide those units into the areas of those units that have been already built out and are done, and the areas that have yet to be built. That's about all there is to say about that. And for the areas that have already been completed, we've been going through a process over the last couple of months to go through a punch list with the city, and I just got an email today saying that the city engineer is satisfied that we have indeed worked through our punch list of those of the improvements that have been in place in the section of 9 and 11 that have been completed.
Okay. Excellent. Anybody have any questions?
I hate to admit this, but I've been looking at plats and surveys for decades. What's with the square not included? What is there in all these white spots?
So the little squares, right. So the way it was set up was that the little squares are where the condominium buildings were going to go, okay? And then the area around where the actual buildings were going to go was all going to be owned by the association, so that was done in one lot. So what you have is you've got a lot that surrounds all the buildings, and then you got the individual lots where the buildings are going to be. So we're not changing any platting as to where those buildings are going to be. All we're doing is taking that common lot, the one that goes all around all the buildings, buildings, and we're basically subdividing that between what was already built and what has not yet been built.
Okay, so the theory being that potentially, once it's made great again, you will be building condos or something else there on those flats?
At this point, we're just setting it up so that once America gets made great again, someone could go through and then build what's already been platted, which would be condominiums and area around. We would anticipate, however, that in the future, most likely someone will come back and rezone those condos to a less dense use.
And did you say this was going to be donated to the association or to the community? Or community association?
Again, right now, what would happen is that common area, once it's built, would then be turned over to the association. That's what we're doing for the portions of 9-11 that are already constructed and complete, is that then that common area portion is going to be turned over to the association, and we're in the process of doing that between now and February.
Okay.
We had to get through the punch list with the city first.
That's it for me.
Okay. Awesome. Good. All right. I don't have any questions either. Sorry?
You can vote.
Yes. Can I get a motion? Would you please read it down?
In consideration of the proposed final plat of the re-subdivision of Preston Bay Lot 2048-Unit 9, Lot 2049, Unit 11, the Plan and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the plat to the City Council as presented by the petitioner in a plan prepared by H.R. Green, dated the last revised December 6, 2017, and further subject to insert any conditions which will be brought up. So, yes, that's it.
Awesome. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Horace?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Gockman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Motion is approved. All righty. Moving on to next, item two here, new business, is PCC 2017-15, David Schultz, engineer, as petitioner, on behalf of Cedarhurst of Yorkville Real Estate LLC, owner, has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting final plat amendment approval for the Cedarhurst of Yorkville PUD subdivision. The real property is located at the northeast corner of US 34 Veterans Parkway and Cannonball Trail in Yorkville. David, you ready?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. David Schultz, H.R. Green, and I'm here on behalf of Cedarhurst of Yorkville, Builder Development, and we are seeking a final plat amendment to what was previously approved in the PUD that came before you back, I believe, in February. It's more of a procedural process to address dedication of right-of-way on Cannonball Trail, and then also the stormwater management easement that resides on site. So other than that, nothing else has changed. It's just addressing those two procedures. Questions you may have?
Awesome. Does anybody have any questions?
Stormwater plans approved by the engineer?
Yes. We're currently under construction. Engineering and platting comments, everything's been addressed.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved. Second.
Bill, please read the motion.
Sure. In consideration of the proposed final plat of Cedarhurst of Yorkville PUD subdivision, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the plat to the City Council as presented by the petitioner in a plan prepared by H.R. Green, dated last revised May 23rd, 2017.
Fantastic. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Gockman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Motion is approved. Fantastic. Moving on to additional business.
Can
update to the Kaufman application for rezoning. That application was heard at City Council last night, and it was only focused for the annexation and the rezoning and an annexation agreement, and those were passed yesterday. So Casey's project will move forward from there. And the second item under additional business is the downtown overlay district streetscape master plan. I've provided one copy of each down so you guys can share instead of wasting a lot of paper, but it was in your packet. The city went out for an RFP from the comprehensive plan recommendation that we do a scope of just the downtown. We're looking to do a massive streetscape design, form-based coding. We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. We awarded the contract to Farm Associates. They will start in earnest actually next Tuesday. We're having a meeting, kickoff meeting, and they will start scheduling meetings with some stakeholders, and definitely we'll come back before PCC because we'll have to amend the zoning ordinance. So that'll be a part of it, and you guys will be a part of it. I'll keep you updated on the process. It's about a 6-month process, so we're looking to have this done by early spring, mid to early spring.
Cool.
The next item, again, we're ticking off things on our comprehensive plan, the downtown wayfinding signage. We awarded the bid, we went out for bid for the signage, and we awarded the bid to Michael Signs. That was approved at last night's City Council meeting. It's going to be for the directional signs that are going to be on the new poles on 47, and then there's going to be two kiosks. It's going to be done in two phases, so the first phase will be done this year, 2018, in the spring, and that'll be all the signs on the actual poles, and then the second phase will happen probably in 2019, and that will be the kiosk. We are waiting to fabricate the signs because we feel that the downtown overlay district, when they come back with their recommendations of some type of identification for the downtown, we might enhance those signs to kind of reflect that. So you guys will see that before it goes back out.
Awesome.
But that's underway. And then the last item, again, with the downtown. If you recall, we did, HR Green did a downtown hill project. And there's an ITEP grant that comes out of the state. We looked at, sending that in and seeing if we can get, some traction from that. So we submitted it for the ITEP grant. We'll see if it comes back. It's an 80-20 grant, so that the state would pay 80, and we come up with 20. And that was a pretty substantial, it was like $600,000 for that whole thing. So if we could get 80% of that with the state, we come up with 20, that would be great. And there's another thing, take it off our downtown. And that's where we are. And Lynn Dubicek is here with,
I have a couple of updates for you. So I know all of you are familiar with the fact that YPAC is moving into the downtown, and they're going to be having classes. Right next door to the building that they're going to be taking, which is the former Kendall County Record. So they're going to be in the former Kendall County Record. But next door to that, I always refer to that as the old St. Joe's building, or Bank of Yorkville building, because it's a long time ago. That's going to be a little deli called Capitano's Deli, an old fish and candy store. It's a family from Yorkville. The last name is Girl, G-E-R-L. You may know them if you're from Yorkville. His name is BJ, lives in Yorkville, resident of Yorkville, and his wife. And so if they're going to have, kind of like a Panera format, they're going to have soups, homemade soups and sandwiches and salads. But they're also going to incorporate an old-fashioned candy store. BJ has a special needs child, and so it's going to be a way he's working with the local schools to give some of the kids that are in the program, from when they graduate from high school to when they're, I think, 21 or so, they can be part of this program where they can help them to get jobs and learn about working in the area. And there's a place in Oswego called the Pitch of Happiness that does it with a lot of the special needs kids. And so the sweets part, the old fashioned candy store is going to be, he was going to work with the same program and have the special needs kids working there. So their goal is to, they're working on the building right now. Their goal is to be open in the spring. So it'll be a nice fit to YPAC because the parents, when they're waiting for their kids, they can. I also want to mention that 1836 officially is open today to the public, so anyone can go, and they are open, I think at 4 o'clock, but they're not open at lunch, except on Saturday and Sunday, I think they're having brunch hours, but they're going to be open 5 days a week, so it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, closed on Monday, Tuesday. So, but dinner only on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then finally, I wanted to let everyone know that the building that's half-built in Stagecoach Crossing, that's been half-built for many, many years, was going to be, it was Larry's Diner. Larry Saravanos was, had that building at one time, owned by McDonald's.
Yes, okay.
Morse Hospital.
Yeah, the back one, the western building?
The back, yes, uh-huh. The building, it's like, okay. Kind of like a skeleton, yeah. You know, it's kind of like the it actually has been purchased by a man named Nino Silva. He is the owner of Riverview Diner in Montgomery, which is the restaurant on 25 that was operating out of the Pizza Hut, and then he built a new building and knocked down the Pizza Hut, so that's the gentleman we're talking about.
Nice.
He lives in Oswego. He's going to finish the building now. He's going. He's moving quickly. He wants to be open by late summer, early fall. He is going to make a banquet hall, though. It is really a banquet hall. Like, some were a little confusion last time on some things.
Yeah.
This is a banquet hall, so it will be open only for private parties.
Okay.
So he likes that idea because he needs to be at his establishment in Montgomery, and then he will be operating and opening it only when there's a private party.
Gotcha.
And he will be finishing off, and he's very excited to be joining the businesses of Yorkville. So.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's all I have.
So just a quick question, because I just was asking Kristen when we got here about the old Kent County Record Building, you know? Mm-hmm. That's awesome that they're moving there, because it seems like they've got just a great little business going.
Yeah, they're staying where they're at.
Oh, they are? Okay.
When you said that, it's
yeah, because that's
they're adding,
okay.
Adding that space.
Because I was just thinking, like, man, like, how are they going to fit all that in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have so much going on and so many programs, because they do, if you ever go up there, it's interesting. They have classes on learning how to play an instrument, dance, music. I mean, sky's the limit, you know, so they do all cheering, so they're going to be bringing some of their operation into the downtown.
Awesome.
It's too bad it's so hard to get it out of there, though. You know, the traffic and the turning in front of people, it's kind of creepy.
The one up 47?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, not the
other
one.
Yeah. Up north.
Small steps. Yes. You know, it's getting better. I mean, the downtown just keeps getting better and better. I mean, just by knocking down those buildings, the old FS buildings, that is a gigantic improvement. So, awesome. Okay. Seeing there's nothing further on tonight's agenda, all those in favor of getting out of here, adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? None? Meeting is adjourned, 7:18.